Lunchtime Live on News Talk
with Avant Card. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.
The beer gardens, and I'm all in favour actually of beer gardens reopening, but Larissa Nolan is on the line. Larissa, you were only writing about this actually in the Irish Mirror last week. What do you think?
Andrea, yeah, I was writing about it because I reckon that if you asked all of us, I haven't done any official surveys now on this, but I can imagine that they would probably find if what people want most to do after being locked down for 5.5 of the last 6 months in the strictest lockdown in the free world, I think most people would say, I would love to have a pint in a beer garden. It's kind of become almost like a little fantasy now for most of us at this stage, just to be able to sit outside on a seat with a drink in the fresh open air, you know, with a friend and have a drink. And I really think at this stage we should be looking at making that a reality next month.
When you say next month, do you mean in line with Northern Ireland, Larissa?
Yeah, well, they're actually opening. I'm very jealous or envious even to hear that they're opening the beer gardens outdoor service in 8 days' time.
Yeah, the 30th.
You know, I'm sure they're probably counting that down there. And, you know, obviously already in England, they're open since April the 12th. There was scenes of people all over the streets of London there last week or the week before, whenever they opened up. But so they're ahead. So the rest of, well, we'll say our countrymen in the north of this island, they'll be out just over a week's time doing that now. And obviously England are out as well. Now they're I think it's more than 90% of the over 50s, that key group. That cuts the rate of coronavirus deaths by massively, that they're vaccinated, right? And I think, you know, it's like 33 million of 66 million in the UK have received their first dose. So they're obviously miles ahead of us on the vaccine. And granted, you know, we have to recognise that. But there is the other point that socialising outdoors is known as the best option, you know, at a time where we can't get 100% safety on everything. But NPHET has acknowledged that the transmission rate outside is extremely low. And I know that the Irish Times had a piece there using Health Protection Surveillance Centre data that showed that transmission rate was 0.1% in the outdoors. So if we are doing something, or we're trying to kind of open up a little bit, which we can't be too afraid to do forever, that's the area in which to do it. And I also think it would have the most benefit. You know, even if you, I don't know if you've been around the city centre over the weekend.
Oh, I have, yeah.
With the sunny weather coming out. You see, there's people, like, I mean, I live near enough Camden Street, and all it was great to see everybody out there at the weekend in the sunshine. All the parks are full of people,
yeah.
And the canals are all packed. You know, there's a lovely atmosphere, but it's kind of sad to see these people who are looking so, you know, like disproportionately happy really to just be out and with other people to be out, but then they're, you know, there's people that are having to pee up laneways and around ditches and parks and stuff like that. And, you know, I really feel like if they're out anyway, we might as well give people
controlled environment.
Exactly, regulated and controlled.
Larissa, I was just looking here before we came on air today at the weather forecast, right? Just even for, in particular for Dublin, it's going to average at about 13 degrees until Sunday. So every park in Dublin is going to be heaving with people for the next 3 to 4 days.
Yeah.
They're all going to be there in groups, congregating together. There's going to be takeaway pints, cans, pre-mixed cocktails, the whole lot, right?
Yeah.
And I know that people have been told you're allowed to meet up now, you know, with one other household or one other person outside, and we don't want people to, you know, lose the run of themselves and go off meeting groups. You're absolutely allowed to go and meet one person or one household, but like, I just wonder, should we not be doing it in a little bit more of a controlled environment? Maybe if you do go back to allowing the 15 people outside and just two or three at a table, will that, maybe, is it too soon?
Well, I personally don't believe it's too soon. So for example, if the North are doing it at the end of this month, and England already have done it, we can't be that so very far behind their vaccination schedule that we're not looking at it until June or July. You know, that would mean that that they opened up on the 12th of May and we're not opening, even considering opening up till into June or July. I mean, that seems really overly cautious to the point of harm. You know, I do think that we can at this stage veer into safetyism in Ireland in relation to the lifting of restrictions, and that can be, you know, that can cause many problems. At the moment, that letting people live is the most pressing priority of the pandemic at this stage of it.
Yeah,
you know, and the biggest problem is the continued shutdown of lives and livelihoods. So we do have to find ways to get forward, not to be so fearful that we're kind of in a state of paralysis or stasis. you know, we're going to have to move forward, and the safest way to do so in the summertime with the vaccine rollout is in the outdoors. Okay. I think we should open up the beer gardens.
1890 453 106 if you want to get in touch with us here on Lunchtime Live this afternoon. Larissa, stay with us. Daniel Smith is also on the line from Grogan's Bar in Dublin. Well, Daniel, what do you think? Should the likes of the outdoor beer gardens be allowed to open a little bit sooner?
Good afternoon, Andrea. Yeah, I think so. I mean, as Larissa said there, like you see it in Dublin now, the canals, the parks, whenever there's a sunny day, it's full of people out enjoying themselves, and there's absolutely not a thing wrong with it. But why are we keeping so many people out of work when we can do it in probably a more controlled environment, bring people back to work, take them off the PUP, save a lot of money for the state in the process, and get businesses and livelihoods back up and running?
I suppose the argument, Daniel, that could be made is that, you know, you only have to look back maybe to Christmas, and albeit I know that, you know, you guys weren't open, and other, you know, the other, if you like, the more traditional pubs, not the gastro pubs, they weren't open either. But I mean, you know, when you look at what happened and the spike in the cases in the aftermath of the Christmas festivities, what do you say to that?
Well, I think, first of all, hospitality wasn't the driving force behind the Christmas spike. There was several contributing factors, the new variant, people returning home for Christmas. Like, there were several different things that contributed to that. So, and also, like, lessons have been learned. It's not going to be a full spread, wide reopening. Like, we're looking at opening outdoor first, and hopefully we can get that, and we'll get that'll go well, and things will run successfully, and then following on from that, maybe 3 or 4 weeks down the line, we'll get our indoor back open. But like, lessons have been learned from Christmas. We've got a critical mass of our elderly and vulnerable vaccinated now. The risk profile of the disease, therefore, on hospital and serious illness is gone down compared to what it was on Christmas. And I mean, at this stage, we've been out of work 14 months out of plenty of people in pubs in Dublin and all over the country. And I think it's about time we do get back to work, and
because
hopefully
you,
that can happen soon.
Yeah, you would have seen yourself, and I know you weren't open, but I mean, the takeaway pint's been served across the country, and then you've people, you know, congregating outside, and that was a contributory factor with the cases over Christmas. I mean, people may not have been drinking, you know, inside premises, but people were out on streets, and therefore they're all, you know, meeting together, and you've huge numbers in large groups. But that is likely to happen again this weekend and next weekend as the weather starts to improve. So I just wonder, like, the figure of 15 had been used previously. Would you be willing, Daniel, to, you know, to operate outdoors maybe with on a restricted basis in terms of numbers?
No, 15 people isn't any way to run a viable business. Unfortunately, it doesn't work. You can't take on the cost of opening stock, staff in your premises to open for 15 people. It just isn't viable.
Okay.
And like, we're here on an open street, but we've got a lot of space to work with.
Yeah.
Where's the logic in keeping us restricted to 15 when we could safely fit more than that, you know?
No, well, I just mean even if there was a restriction, even if it was, say, 30 this time around.
Well, I don't think there should be any set restriction. I think it should be based on each individual premises and what sort of space they have available. I feel like like 15 was an arbitrary number that was... No, not operate as normal. Absolutely not. We're going to be operating on an outdoor service only with a limited capacity, but
okay,
it should be taken as the limited capacity should be done based on the premises rather than just an arbitary figure.
Yeah, okay, that's a fair point, just on the size of the outdoor space as well. Stay with us, Daniel, because I want to bring in Pat too. Pat's in Clare. You work in McGann's in Doolin. I presume you'd like to see this get the go-ahead, Pat.
Absolutely. It's long overdue now at this stage. Just what you were saying there about the pre-Christmas rush on the cases, what we found in the pub was because everyone had to be out by 10:30, they were congregating at house parties, and you had huge crowds going back to house parties. And no one seems to have mentioned this, that we were all meeting at house parties afterwards. That was forgotten about. So if they're going to reopen the pubs, they can't reopen them with restrictions, and they can't reopen from time restrictions, because people are going to congregate in different places. They're going to go to house parties.
Mm.
We can reopen outside, because at this stage there's a lot of people. A lot of pubs will never reopen anyhow. They're gone. They're financially ruined. They'll never reopen. There's a lot of people can't afford. A lot of people have left the business because, again, finance has destroyed them. there's no potential for them anymore, so they're gone. So it has to be all, to open it up outside, perfect, because people, a lot of the pubs that are reopening have put a lot of money into getting their outdoors ready. A lot of money has gone into this, the ones that had money left to spend, and they're ready to go and have it worked and they have a system.
As well. Okay. Larissa, there's a couple of messages coming in here too, Larissa, from texters on 53106, just making the point that they'd prefer to sit it out for another couple of weeks and allow more people to be vaccinated before we'd have some level of normality.
Well, actually, I'd love to see a survey on that. Wouldn't it be interesting to see what the majority of the nation think on that?
Absolutely.
Personally, now, I think that we are in danger maybe of being, like, you know, institutionalized might be a little bit too strong a word, but we're in danger maybe after, like, it is worth taking note that we have been shut down since Christmas. We're looking at the first 6 months of the year, a situation where the whole nation, you know, commerce has been ordered to cease and all activity has been shut down. I mean, I do think people can possibly get into a situation where they become too afraid to do anything or even the smallest lift up, even though, as I was saying earlier on, NPHET has acknowledged there that the transmission rate outside is extremely low. We can get into that kind of mindset. And obviously, if there's a lot of people thinking that at the one time, we'd have to consider it. But I would say as well that I do think that what the Licensed Vintners Association came up with, you know, during the week there, they were talking about how they were closed for 400 days. And they were saying that, yes, the North opens up at the end of this month, beer gardens, but they open up inside pubs on May 24th. And that should be kind of an indicator of when we should at least open up our beer gardens on the same date. But there was just one more thing I wanted to say to you, Andrea, there, just about the Christmas thing. There's a more fundamental issue here. I mean, there was a lot of blame going around about the 2.5 weeks we were open at Christmas on the people, on the pubs. But it's actually the politicians' decision that led to the problems that we had after Christmas. We had been closed down, an outlier in Europe closed down from October all the way up till December. We opened up very, very suddenly and from zero to hero, if you know what I mean. We went and back again. Everything was open for a very, very short period of time. At a time we knew they were going to only open for a short period and shut down again. Everyone went out at the same time. Everybody came home for Christmas. Indoors is where it spreads. The new variant came. And that was actually the worst thing that the government could have done at the time. If you were to think of things that they could have done worse, it's hard to think of something.
Okay.
Everyone saw it. And the people have been taking the punishment for that the last 6 months. And it's time now that the politicians stopped trying to cover themselves and not take liability for anything that might possibly go wrong and move forward and take us out of this stasis that we're in.
Okay. Interesting views. Larissa Nolan, thanks for joining us here on the programme. Also, Pat and Claire and Daniel Smith as well from Grogan's. If you have a view on this, should the beer gardens reopen? When do you think? What's the timeline you'd like to see put in place? You can let us know on 53106 at a cost of 30 cents. We will come back to this too a little bit later.
Lunchtime Live on News Talk.
With Avant Card. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.